makers of X-Lax, the original chocolated laxative, present Strange as It Seems. Just suppose for a minute that we're at an airport. Somebody says, here comes the Chicago ship. And there it is, a little silver speck getting bigger by the second. Then it settles to earth in an easy, gentle roll. That's skillful handling for you. A perfect example of correct timing. Now, you may not fly a plane, but there is one place in your life where this same correct timing is vitally important to you. And that is in your choice of a laxative. You should choose one that's easy, gentle, correctly timed. X-Lax, the chocolated laxative, for instance, takes 6 to 8 hours to be effective. That means it's gradual, kind to your system. Yet, for all its smoothness, you'll find X-Lax as thorough as any laxative. And the flavor of X-Lax, why, it's just like rich, delicious chocolate. No wonder children never have to be urged to take X-Lax. No wonder the grown-ups like it equally well. You can get your box of X-Lax in 10-cent and 25-cent sizes at any drugstore. The Worthless Winner. December 17, 1934. The grandstand of the racetrack at Charleston, West Virginia.
Oh, there they go! Yeah. Tiny Miss is out front! Oh, boy, look at them go, would you? Come on, you Tiny Miss! Come on there, girl!
Hey, who's that coming up on the outside?
I can't see. Looks like the roof, but I can't tell.
Go in, Tiny Miss!
Come on,
you're going, girl! Come on there! Come on there!
There you go! She's dropping behind! Look! She's locked her place by the rail!
Oh, gosh, what horse is in the lead?
Number eight!
Number eight?
Yeah, here they come! Eight in the lead!
Come on there, Tiny Miss!
She's still ahead!
Come on!
Tiny Miss is going to play!
Come on, girl! Get that nose up front, will you? Come on!
Number eight
won. What horse is that, Joe?
Number eight is Sweet Vestal.
Sweet Vestal? Say, take a look. Sweet Vestal won, but nobody bet on her.
What? Yes. Nobody bet on her? Not even one person? No, by golly, they didn't.
Boy, Sweet Vestal would have paid over $1,300 if anyone had bet on her.
Oh, gosh, what a break. If only I'd have put a bet on her. Why, I'd be fixed for a year. And I thought it was poor business to bet on a long shot.
Strange as it seems, Sweet Vestal was such a long shot that nobody bet a cent on her. She came in first and would have paid $1,318.50 on a $2 bet. According to rules governing parimutuel wagering, Sweet Vestal was ignored in the payoffs, and those who bet on Tiny Miss to win were paid for their win tickets. If anyone had placed one bet on Sweet Vestal, bettors on Tiny Miss to win would have lost their money. The dog that enjoyed poor health. Bingo, French bulldog, was really quite famous in the town of Frederick, Maryland, for he was... but listen to the story of Bingo and the veterinary. Mrs. Edward Thomas enters the veterinary establishment of Dr. R.V. Smith. With her is Bingo.
Be quiet now, Bingo. Be quiet. Oh, good morning, Dr. Smith.
Good morning, Mrs. Thomas. Well, what's the matter? Well, now, old fellow, what's wrong?
Huh? It's his ear, Doctor. I think he got a foxtail in it.
Well, old boy, let's just have a look, eh? Hold still now. Hold quiet now, boy. Yes, it's infected a little. But he must have scratched the fox tail out. Well, I'd better put something in it. It'll relieve the pain, and he won't be fuzzing with it all the time. I'll be right back, Mrs. Thomas.
There now, Bingo, you see. He's going to fix it all up. Nice boy. Now be quiet, boy. That's the dog. Here comes the doctor now, Bingo. I'll hold him, Dr. Smith. Will it hurt?
Oh, it may. Be quiet now, boy. That's right. Now turn this ear over. Hold still. There. Now I've painted it thoroughly. You'd better bring him back tomorrow, Mrs. Thomas. Mrs. Thomas? Well, I'll be darned. Bingo. Did you come here all by yourself, huh? Little devil jumps up on the table as if he knew just what to do. I'd better call Mrs. Thomas up. 3267, please. Yeah. Mrs. Thomas? Now, this is Dr. Smith. Have you missed your dog? I thought so. Well, he's come here by himself. Yeah. He's here now. What did I better do? Have you come after him, or shall I let him go back by himself, huh? All right. I'll paint his ear again and send him home. Yeah. Goodbye. Three, two, six, seven, please. Hello? Hello, Mrs. Thomas? Yes, I just wanted to check up on the patient. You know, this is the first day in 2 weeks he hasn't been in. Oh, I knew yesterday the ear was all healed, but I didn't think he'd realize it so quickly. What? You say he's made no effort to come here at all? Well, mighty clever dog, that. Well, I guess I might as well consider my services at an end. Now Bingo's satisfied. I'll give him my regards and tell him to keep away from foxtails. Goodbye.
Strange as it seems, Bingo, a French bulldog, made daily trips by himself to a veterinary to have an infected ear treated. When the ear was healed, he made no effort to return to the doctor. Who says that dogs don't reason? The Ghost March. John Philip Sousa, the March King, once had a strange, almost uncanny experience. In his own words, he described it as one of the most vivid incidents of my life. Sousa is standing on the deck of the steamer Teutonic. The vessel slowly steams out of the Bay of Naples, headed toward New York.
Oh, it's a wonderful day, isn't it?
Yes. The water's so blue today.
I hope you don't mind my coming up and speaking to you. I've always admired your marches.
Oh, not at all. It's very complimentary. When I'm thousands of miles away from my country, it's good to hear an American voice.
I think that, too. You know, these European countries are interesting, but I'm always glad to go back home.
So am I. It's a thrill seeing liberty through the haze. And then the famous New York skyline.
Yes, sir.
I always get a lump in my throat. I'm afraid I'm one of these 100% Americans. Do you hear music?
Why, no, do you?
Yes, very plainly. Why, it's a band playing a rousing march. Can't you hear it?
Mr. Sousa, hadn't you better come inside? You don't look well.
You see, I can hum it right along with the music. Why, it's as if I knew it perfectly. And yet I'm sure I've never heard it before.
Well, I don't hear anything. Are you sure that
I hear a band playing a march. One of the best marches I've ever heard in my life. But where is it coming from? I wonder.
You haven't been saying much this evening. Aren't you well?
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Murray. I've so many things on my mind. You know, my manager died a few days ago. I was very fond of him, and it upset me a great deal.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Besides, I have a lot to do when I get back to New York.
Well, I hope you don't mind my being a bit curious.
Of course.
Well, I've been flattered by your interest in my conversation since we've been sitting here together at the captain's table, and yet I...
Yes? What were you going to say?
You seem to be listening to something else. It's as if you could hear something that none of the rest of us could hear.
You speak more truly than you know.
I don't understand.
Now, can't you hear it?
Why, no.
Listen. Can't you feel that rhythm?
No. Mr. Peter, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Music's driving me mad. I don't know what's the matter with me. I must be overly tired.
Well, but it's home again, eh?
Oh, yes. Yes, you're the chap that talked to me back in the Bay of Naples, aren't you?
That's right. Well, how's the imaginary band, eh? You still playing?
It's never stopped 1 minute, day or night, since I talked to you.
You mean it sounds like a real band playing?
That's the uncanny part of it. Why, generally, I sit down at my desk and notes just come to me. I put them down almost as you would words. But this time it's different. This music seems to have taken possession of my very soul. I don't know why I'm talking to you like this.
Oh, no. Please go on. I'm interested.
Well, I heard it the first time that day in Naples when we were talking together. Then I thought it was someone else's music and didn't write it down. But gradually I've come to realize that this music is in my own brain. My own music crying out to be written. As soon as I get to my office, I'm going to put down that stirring rhythm before it leaves me.
Well, how does it go?
It's in my head now, playing, playing, haunting me. It's something like this.
Strange as it seems, the music which haunted John Philip Sousa on his voyage from Naples to America turned out to be his most popular march, The Stars and Stripes Forever. When he reached New York, he put it down on paper, and not one note was ever changed. I know you've had your car out this week sometime, but with summer in full bloom and all the roads so inviting, do you remember those warning signs you saw? Slow, stop, drive carefully. All of them put there to keep you out of accidents. All friendly signs, but each packed with a real regard for your welfare. And that's just the same kind of warning I want to give you about the kind of laxative you should take. Because if you're careless about your choice of a laxative, you may let yourself in for a lot of trouble. Taking an unknown, uncertain remedy can be a very disagreeable experience, and one that I'd like to save you from. So the next time you need a laxative, be just a little careful. Choose a laxative that's mild, gentle, thorough. X-Lax, the chocolated laxative, for example, is correctly timed. That's just another way of saying that it takes 6 to 8 hours to be effective. It's so gradual that it's kind to your system. Yet, it's as thorough as any laxative you should take. Of course, you'll like its delicious chocolate flavor. You can get your box of X-Lax in 10-cent and 25-cent sizes at any drugstore. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, directed by Cyril Armbrister. Your mechanical refrigerator does not destroy heat.